another space that there is this marginalization, this banning of non-politically correct or non-politically approved speech is on the internet, and it's called shadow banning, where conservative or Christian websites or people get banned. Talk about how that is taking place and what the story is there.
Yeah, shadow banning is something that you may not even know is happening. But for example, you post something on Twitter or on Facebook or some other social media site, and it looks like you've been able to post it, but no one's been able to read it because Facebook censors it without your knowledge. Also, in fact, I saw something the other day. My wife brought it to my attention. Jews for Jesus did a paid sponsorship of an advertisement for its own ministry, and they did it on Facebook. Facebook took their money, and they then sent it out. But then when you received it as a recipient, Jews for Jesus didn't know this until we pointed it out to them. It actually says, it gives a warning about that ad. So it's amazing, just like if you're going to like go rent a billboard and you pay a company that owns the billboard to run your advertisement. And this is the advertisement you want to run on it. And then they put it up, and on their own they say, warning, this is dangerous. And you're driving by the interstate and you see the billboard. You said, well, we didn't put that on there and we paid for that. That's the kind of thing that these social media giants are doing. Frankly, I think it's long past time that we allow these to be freewheeling. They have become irresponsible. These are the supermation information highways that dwarf anything that was in the past. Just like we wouldn't think about a telephone company saying, we're going to cut off this person because we don't like them. A utilities company, we're going to shut off the electricity despite the fact that they're paying for it as a normal paying customer because we don't like their view on marriage. No one would allow that. And yet these super information highways are saying, we're going to shut you down. We're going to ban you. We're not going to allow you to transact a credit card transaction here, even though it's your own choice. Or we're going to hide your information from everyone else so that they can't see it. It's all fake. I think people are getting so fed up with the system that it's time to act and stop that censorship.
We hope you gained from this short take of the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and further connect with this ministry, visit thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.